if it's not the same day, Mike was absent in the afternoon on
that's too much trouble.
Deal last year. You remember it, Mike?
I'm just making noise.
You left in the afternoon.
There was one day I had to leave in the afternoon.
I didn't think I left.
I don't think Mike ever left.
Well, it may have been you then.
I know Brandon.
Yeah, boy, this is slow to.
Because I had a schedule for something.
Well, that shows he's absent there on that.
You can hook a keyboard to this now.
Shows who absent.
Brandon.
Brandon's absent there.
Yes, I would. It's a lot faster.
Now.
Now you hit enter.
Are those the same day? Are we looking at?
Computers now.
Okay. Now. Well, no, you're not done. Okay, they've questioned. There was a motion last year.
There's one that shows.
Yeah.
Lower the value. The motion says to lower the land value to 25,000.
There's the one showing I'm absent. I don't think I'm absent.
And who was that? So we the lower value went from.
Look at the day.
Look up to 79.
Okay.
What's the day on land value at all?
Well, that's because it was overridden by the clerk's office.
Okay. We don't know how.
It just sets a value, so they just put a value in there.
There's Kerbo absent, isn't it?
Yeah. Kerbo making the motion and then showing him absent.
Okay.
713, 2015. So,
but,
I guess you can
number
the file.
93. 93.
Sure. I don't know what the value was.
Right. I can put five.
No. Okay. I thought one of them was 29, the same as.
We'll have both the written minutes and the audio. We can go back and check it and see what happens.
Okay.
There's actually three you need to look at. There's one where Mike says he's at. Just listen to the audio on it. Look
I got
at the
three.
Okay.
2015-130, 2015-92, and 93.
The problem that we have with that is that we approved the minutes at the last meeting, and so we have to make a correction on that.
We approved the minutes of BOE.
The last day, as we look, and we need to correct that. We did, whenever I first came on BOE, after every day's session, we approved those. Well, we decided somewhere in the first two or three years that we were there that we would approve them all on the last day. And we've done that for years and years, all the minutes of.
That's fine. It's just if we do it daily, we just have to stop earlier so that we can get the work.
I know, but I mean, that's the reason we moved it.
Yeah.
We moved it to the last day, and then we approved the minutes of the BOE, and that's it. And when we make a motion to adjourn. But those three have to be corrected from last year. We don't want that showing up in history.
So this is all we got?
Mm-hmm. That's everything.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's move it.
We're scheduled for 11 o'clock for 2016-51. They're to appear in person.
And you said they bought that when? You was telling me.
10-22-15, I think is what Chuck said.
What's the purchase price?
$424,900.
Plus $10,000 for paint and carpet?
saying the loading area is 5,800 feet, I think.
So they're wanting lowered $48,000 or approximately $50,000, right?
Yeah, they purchased it for four.
400?
425, and then added 10.
Oh, I know this house. I almost sold this house.
You sell it?
No.
Almost, but almost only works in portions of
Hanger Pan.
It's a very nice house. It's an awesome subdivision. So, yeah, I mean, it was originally listed for like seven something, sat for years and years and years, overpriced.
What's the difference in what they're asking? I mean, the way I look at it, they're asking for a $50,000 reduction, but you said that they had added to it. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Improvements.
Improvements.
$10,000.
Oh, was it 10? I thought it was 19.
They bought it for 424 and put 10,000 in it, so it makes it, they got 435 in it.
So they got 434 in it?
Yes.
They're asking for it to go down
to
4.
They're asking for it to go down to 4.
409.
They purchased it 1022 of 15.
Well, I'm going to make a motion to deny.
I'd say that they got the increase, and that's what...
They
bought it in 15, so never mind.
So it was 448?
Yeah, currently it's 448.
No. I second the motion to deny.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Is that five?
No.
And I have it done as a no show or yes.
Those are things I don't quite understand, unless they're just wanting to learn the process.
Well, again, we don't have anything scheduled until 1. Do we want to look at those 345 ones? Are we denying them? Are we trying to fix the errors? Because it looks like, I think Wesley said the 345 ones, the 4 o'clock one.
The 4 o'clock one is entering 1:30.
Both of Larry Smith's.
Mm-hmm. And the one that's at 345 are on the record, so they're just wanting the paperwork to speak for itself.
Well, but again, what are they asking for on that house? Number 46.
46.
$5,000 or less. They get a purchase date of 2011, but no value.
Yeah, they're only appealing the lot valuation. They're not appealing the house at all. And last year we told them to change it. The Board of Equalization decided to lower it to $25,000. It wasn't done. So it makes sense to me to leave the house at what it was in 2015 or 14 and put the lot value at $25,000. Is that not what was said to be done?
What number is this?
Number 46.
Yep, 46.
12, 16, 46. I don't know if this is a BOE issue or an erroneous assessment issue. I think it's an erroneous assessment issue.
Because it was voted on?
Because it was voted on, yeah.
Okay. The documentation's there. I'm in agreement with you, Brandon.
What's that?
If this is one we were looking at, the value was lowered on the house and the lot from 90-something to 70-something.
I don't know. All I know is the house should remain the same, and the lot should go to $25,000.
Now, in the system, we can't adjust land or house. We can only adjust the
whole value. That's all.
Yeah. Go to your review.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a review. Okay. I cannot adjust the review.
And then hit the
I cannot adjust any of those.
Okay. I'm just saying over here, Well, then the assessor needs to bring a court order to the commission, leave the house at the $410,000, and lower the value of the land down to $25,000.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. When the where we go to enter, we can only adjust the total value. We cannot adjust the house or the land
separately. This here's the section that I can adjust. Right here.
What we normally do is we go to the assessor and have him do the work in his program so we can see what it comes to, and then we take it back to our program and enter the total values.
Okay.
Especially on a commercial split, residential split, we have to get them to go do the calculation for us, and then we come back and do it.
I understand that. Go back to the review.
Okay. Which the review's not going to show.
Okay. Go back to the PVAL. Right there where it says 2016, it shows resident structure of 371,520, residential land 49. So whoever does it, whether it be your office, Chuck's office, whatever, it needs to show 410,000 in residential and 25,000 in residential for residential total of...
I won't upset you at all, but I just want to say I can only adjust my tax book.
But where do you get that from?
That's statutory. No, but it's no longer his tax book.
That's why I said it needs to come before the commission as a court order.
I can't tell the assessor how to adjust his.
Okay, but it should...
You can only tell me to adjust mine.
We've already established that you don't do it anyways. So,
good job again. Still inappropriate.
Anyways, I guess my question is after the Board of Equalization heard it last year, does it not, and it goes through your office, then it goes through the order to collect... However it gets there, I don't care. It just needs to say the residential, the land, and the value, the total valuation. Is that...
I don't understand the issue. There was a value of 92,910. The BOE made a change, and the clerk changed the value to 79,899 or 900. And we maintained that value.
Okay.
In 2016.
The total valuation should be $435,000 per the BOE last year.
$435,000? Because all I saw was to lower the land value $25,000. Could you show me that? Can you show me where the BOE said $435,000, please?
Well, if the house is at $410,000 and you add $25,000 for the land, that's $435,000. If you're saying you can't separate it, okay, don't separate it. Okay. The total value should still be $435,000, should it not?
Okay. So the motion was to lower $25,000, so you're taking that off of the
no,
total value.
No, the motion wasn't to lower $25,000. The motion was to
set the land,
value
at $25,000.
Right.
So you figure it was $49,000, so you're lowering it to $24,000.
It was $79,000. 2014... I'm going off the information you guys are providing to us. Residential structure, $410,000. Residential land, $79,000. They didn't appeal the house value at all. They just said, hey, we think the lot's valued too high. Board of Equalization last year said, obviously, per the vote, we agree, lower the residential land value to $25,000. So $410,000 plus $25,000 is $435,000.
So you're saying that the clerk, when they lowered the value to 420, they went down $15,000 lower than you wanted?
No,
what,
I don't know
what
they
you wanted?
I'm going off the information you guys are providing to us right now. Is there anybody else that's confused?
I follow you. I just don't know exactly where it's supposed to...
All
we
I know.
We cannot adjust the assessor's books. We have no access.
I can't adjust
to
the assessor's books.
I only have the closed book that I received from the assessor, and that's the only one we can adjust. And we can only adjust total values.
We
cannot separate it into
separation.
Land or residential.
Can you tell me, are you feeling like the value went too low or not low enough from your BOE action?
That I don't know. All I know is they're appealing it again because I guess on their tax form they get, it shows the land value at $79,000.
If you don't know what you wanted us to do, how
I guess